Can you tell me what you're doing here today?
Basically, we're here awareness, trying to educate the people in the area about the hospice, and a few words.
Yeah, because you're with St Christopher's Hospice, aren't you? Which is well-known worldwide, not just in the area. And we're quite proud of it, aren't we?
We are indeed very proud of it. Yeah, it's an amazing place. Yeah, it really is. And it takes care of dying people in the area wonderfully.
Now, when we say that, I know that it's not like the old-time hospices, what we think of. When we think of hospices, cheap people just go and die there. It's not actually like that anymore, is it?
No, that's correct. Hospice care has changed a lot from end of days that it once was. And the emphasis now is to support people at home and to support their families. So there's quite a lot of change there. And as we say, these events like the pop-up at Kirkdale are great for us to come along and let people know about that. Because, as you say, it's not just for the individual concerned, for patients. It's also to do with their families, their friends, and the wider community. And it makes it inclusive for everybody. And, yeah, St. Christopher's, as you say, is at the forefront of that. And it's good to see. And these community events for us are really important because reminds people that where we are, who we are, and what we do. It also gives us an opportunity to meet people and get volunteers if people are up for that, if they're looking for opportunities.
Is St. Christopher's looking for volunteers?
Very much so. Any support or any time that people can give. There's quite a few opportunities there. Driving, as I said, people nowadays is collecting people at home, bringing them in for helping them with their treatment for their conditions, but also we do arts therapies, we have a day centre, support for carers, gives them a chance to have a break, and many things like that. And
Tony, how long have you volunteered there?
I've been a volunteer with St. Christopher's nearly 10 years now.
And what do you do?
We, Dennis and myself, who's here with me today, we work predominantly in fundraising.
Okay, Dennis, how long have you been with St. Christopher's?
Just about 6 years now, when I retired.
Yeah. You like it?
Wonderful. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Really?
It really is, yes. It gives me an outlet for what I want to do, where I want to go. I go and meet loads of people, have great fun in organising and being at events, and it's just great fun, it really is. And you feel you're doing something good as well, which is
giving
you which gives you much self-satisfaction.
So what would you say to people listening today? What are you really trying to... I mean, I know you're looking for volunteers, but, you know, you said that you get great satisfaction out of it. So actually volunteering is more than just coming along and helping. You can actually... It can actually help you, the volunteer as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have to raise an awful lot of money. I mean, we have to raise somewhere in the region of $9 million a year to keep the hospice going. And it takes an awful lot of work. But in doing that, you can get great fun. Get really good fun going to gigs. Tony and I do a lot of pub work in the evenings, collecting checks.
Oh, you're always drunk, are you?
Not on duty.
Not on duty. No.
Yeah. Okay. So, have you got anything you'd really want to tell me that you want to get out there to the people of Sydenham and beyond, but mainly Sydenham?
Well, I think in these days, community involvement is really important. St. Christopher's. And events like this, it's good for people to get involved. I would say, get involved. If you have some time, if you feel you have something to contribute, or you just like to dip your toes in the water, find out about engaging with your community, certainly we at St. Christopher's have many opportunities across all the levels, from youngsters through to people who are retired, perhaps, and even professionals. Networking at work, again, Facebook, all the modern, you know, up-to-date initiatives are there. But the great thing we find, as Dennis said, it's about a family. St. Christopher's really is a family. And it's that sense of family, for me personally, that brings it back. We have